About 2 years ago, I was sitting here one Sunday morning, and I'd felt something had pulled on my heart for a long time, and I'd come, and I finally fell and answered to it, surrendered to it, and that was a call to ministry and a call to preach. And I followed through with that for a little while, and I don't know what happened, to be honest, but I fell out of it. Fell out of everything that God had planned for my life, everything that He had done for me. I fell out of it, and I ran from it. I ran from it spiritually. I ran from it mentally. And eventually, I got to the point where I physically ran from it. I took a job, and I got out of the state. I got as far away from everything that God had for me as I possibly could. Just completely and utterly ran from it. And in running from that, before I knew it, without even realizing, I spiraled into one of the biggest pits of hell that I have ever been in my life. And that drug on for a long time. Mental battles, physical battles, spiritual battles. Knew what was right from wrong, but had just a thorn in my side, and the thorn was me running. It wasn't nothing nobody else placed there. It was a self-placed thorn. Drugged me down to rock bottom. Found myself in the bottom of a bottle every night. Found myself chasing something to fill a void that would never, ever be filled by what I was trying to fill it with.
Oh, come on now. Yes, sir.
And it just kept on and it kept on and it getting worse, and I couldn't find the answer. Why am I fighting this? Why am I feeling this? And deep down, I knew what it was. I knew what it was. But I just wanted to try to mash that as deep down inside as I could until I couldn't no more. I found myself in the bottom of that bottle one night and realized that I had come to be everything that I had sought to fight against. Everything that I had set myself to push as far away from me as I could and help bring others out of. And I'd found myself there. And I began to take those steps. And I put those brakes on to where I was headed. It took me hitting rock bottom, but I put those brakes on and I finally turned. And as soon as I turned around, God was standing on my heels with His arms wide open. Where He was there the whole time. My answer to everything was there the whole time. I just never would give Him the time of day. He just stayed right there on my heels waiting on me. And so now that's led me to the point today. He pulled me out of all that cold turkey. He gave me the strength to put everything down and seek Him and cling to Him. By the grace of God, today I don't have to chase a bottle no more. By the grace of God, I don't have to chase a joint no more. By the grace of God, I'm not dead in a ditch somewhere. Yeah. By the grace of God, I'm not sitting in a jail cell right now.
It's good.
By the grace of God, I've come home. I've come to rededicate my life and rededicate myself to the ministry that He's called me in and what plan He has in my life. To put all that bad that behind me and finally go back to fill that void that I tried to fill myself for so long and messed up so much. But He was faithful to be right there and wait on me. He ran to me. I don't deserve anything He's done for me. He met me right where I was. There's no hope in any of those things. We don't have a single hope in this world if we don't have a personal relationship with Him.
Amen.
Not a single one. Every one of us in here deserve hell.
Yes, sir.
Deserve the worst punishment imaginable. We have life.
Yes, right.
And life more abundantly with Him.
Yes,
that's right. So I wanted to come and redo my first work of salvation and come to this with a clean slate and re-go through and rededicate my life to Christ and to ministry where I was supposed to be the entire time. But here not. Yes, sir.
You good?
Morning free.
That's all I want to do, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the sun sets free.
Free indeed.